appeal. The Meta releases statements today. They said they, quote, respectfully disagreed with both verdicts and that they would appeal in New Mexico and were evaluating their legal options in California. What was the company's defense? What do they say to these allegations that their platforms are causing harm?
Well, they have always argued that the misbehavior is not their fault when it comes to what happens on the platform. And they have, you know, they tried in the Los Angeles case to say that this plaintiff, this kid, had all of these difficulties. And she did. She had a whole host of problems in the home and a history of some mental health issues. But what really has now happened is we're seeing instead a jury say, oh, well, it's not that they caused that. It's that they managed to make a vulnerable kid worse. And that is a very different standard than what Meta has been arguing and YouTube have been arguing all of this time. And so the big thing here, John, right, is that they have been protected behind both the First Amendment and something called Section 230, which is a big blanket immunity for social media companies, makes them not liable for the crazy stuff that you and I might post there. That has been the core of the defense, the big legal wall built around them forever. Suddenly, these two cases, which step around those issues and get into the question of design and behavior modification by design, suddenly we're in a very new landscape that I think these companies are going to have a very difficult time arguing against.